During the last month, the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office has faced allegations of abuse of jail inmates by detention deputies. In response, Sheriff David G. has formed an 11-person panel to investigate the Sheriff's Office and conditions within the county's jails. Today was the first meeting of the Independent Review Commission on Jails.
The most famous case of abuse is the first that came to light in a video published on the internet in early February. Silent surveillance video from the booking room at Orient Road Jail showed a deputy dumping a paraplegic, Brian Sterner, from his wheelchair. Last Thursday, Sheriff David G. announced that an independent review commission on jails would be formed.
As a result of these recent allegations, the public deserves a reasoned, impartial, and thorough examination into the inmate booking and incarceration procedures of their jail system. It is also time for the vindication of the honorable men and women of the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office who have watched their reputation being tarnished by these repeated allegations of abuse. It is not this commission's responsibility to conduct investigations into specific complaints. Instead, your focus should be on any changes needed to improve the operations of the jail. Where good things are found, these should be reported as well.
Colonel David Parrish has been in charge of the Hillsborough jail system since 1981. He said the Orient Road Jail has advanced systems both for booking and for the living situation of inmates. Inmates are held under direct supervision, in which one guard interacts with dozens of inmates rather than being isolated in a guard room. The Orient Road Jail operates on an open booking system in which incoming inmates wait in a lobby, not in a holding cell, unless they become disruptive. Parrish said there are often complaints of abuse from inmates, especially during booking, and he called the treatment of wheelchair-bound Brian Sterner indefensible.
The wheelchair incident, an indefensible thing, I'll never understand it completely. But the remainder of the things that we've had come up have all been associated with booking because it's kind of jump on the bandwagon time there. And some of those cases had been investigated previously. Some of those people were in state prison based on assaults on our staff. Those are the kinds of things that, you know, will come out as we go through them on a case-by-case basis. But that's where we always get the most complaints is in booking because of the mental state and the inebriation state and such of the people coming through and because of the volume that's there.
Major Jim Prevetera, who has been responsible for training the county's detention personnel since 2005, agrees with Parrish that the treatment of Brian Sterner was inappropriate.
I was disgusted when I first viewed the video of Brian Sterner's treatment at this facility. Although I personally believe that the deputy's treatment of Mr. Sterner was inhumane and indefensible, I cannot point to a single failure in training which would lead to such behavior by a deputy. Despite that assertion, the training division must develop an effective program to continuously educate all personnel on the proper treatment of persons with disabilities and give our members training to support existing policies and procedures on such matters.
Prevetera has met with the Florida Center for Inclusive Communities and the Advocacy Center for Persons with Disabilities to solicit training suggestions. Hillsborough County Commissioner Al Higginbotham is a panel member on the Independent Review Commission on Jails. Higginbotham served for a number of years on the board of directors of the Advocacy Center for Persons with Disabilities.
I'm in particular interested in how people with disabilities are treated and how, you know, they handle those special needs. It was very interesting to find today that they, on February 20th, had already called for the Advocacy Center for Persons with Disabilities to come in and take a look. You can't find a tougher agency and a sharper eye to come in.
The chair of the Independent Review Commission on Jails, James Sewell, is a former assistant commissioner of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Sewell was appointed by Sheriff G. and in turn selected the remaining 10 members.
I think it's been a very good morning. We walked into this session knowing this was really going to be kind of an education for the commission. As I indicated in there, we've got some folks who know the criminal justice system and some who don't. And what we wanted to do was get everybody up to kind of the same level so that as we start to probe, we can all understand what we're doing. And we're having an effective way of doing that. I think a lot of the questions that are being asked by the commission are good, strong questions. I think that each of our meetings will build on each other as we move first towards the 60-day deadline for a preliminary report, and more importantly, as we look towards our finding and recommendations in the final report that's due in 6 months.
Major Prevetera said that Hillsborough's detention personnel received appropriate use of force training.
There is a strong focus on the practical use of force application. Several scenarios prompt the cadets to demonstrate an understanding of agency use of force policies and procedures in actual application. There are real physical confrontations incorporated into this training, which induce an identifiable level of stress in the cadets, and instructors closely monitor each cadet's performance to ensure that defensive tactics are performed correctly, but equally as important, to verify that the cadet uses the proper level of force at all times and de-escalates accordingly. Any cadet who fails in these areas receives immediate remediation, but in egregious violations of policy and application, a cadet may face immediate dismissal.
Lori Ferdell is an associate professor of criminology at USF and is on the executive committee and the board of directors of the ACLU of Florida.
Well, it will be interesting to look at the use of force policy, which I see is in the materials that we got today. I actually expect, however, that the policies and so forth are fine. I think this is more about supervision and accountability in making sure that those policies are adhered to.
Chair James Sewell said the Independent Review Commission on Jails will continue to address training and use of force policies during later meetings.
Training is obviously critical, and I thought we got a good overview today. We understand the relationships now, and then part of our responsibility then will be actually to do a little bit more probing in depth of what we do and how we do it. I think it's important to hear the changes that they've done recently, both in terms of Sheriff G's philosophy and, more importantly, how they responded to some of the issues over here to try and make sure they're doing the right thing in terms of training.
Sewell urged people who have concerns they want investigated to contact the sheriff's office. Members of the public who want the commission to hear their concerns can speak during the public meetings, including the next one at 10 a.m. on March 21st. The Independent Review Commission on Jails has been asked by Sheriff G to provide an initial report by May 9th and a final report by September. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.